I'm Kirk. My username is Mighty Moo Quack. This is a true story happened one day. So I guess I'll just read it.
What's it called?
It is titled Bus Door Mechanism.
Woo!
Portland's public bus system, TriMet, is one of the best in the country. At the time I wrote this, I rode it at least 6 times a week on my way to and from school. Before I can describe certain events revolving around the mechanism that controls the doors on the bus, I must first describe the mechanism itself. A TriMet bus has 2 doors. One is in the front, and one is about 2/3 of the way back. Both doors open outwards, but the door in the front also slides inwards as it opens so that it doesn't actually ever stick through the plane of the side of the bus. The door in the back simply hinges out. The driver can open the doors in 1 of 3 ways. All 3 simply open the front door. The 3 methods differ in how the back door opens. The first causes the door to just open. The second causes the door to not open, resulting in someone having to yell up at the driver, "Back door!" The third causes a green light to turn on over the door and the door to unlock, requiring the person trying to exit to push the door open themselves. I think I messed something up. Oh, whatever. One odd side effect of the third method is that, the method that causes it to open automatically is that the doors can't close until they've finished opening. The mechanism. The mechanism that keeps trying to open the door, until the door is fully open. In addition to this, the computer on the bus won't let the bus move if one of its doors are open. This brings us to the day's events. I mentioned earlier I ride the bus to school. The particular bus I take goes from where I live to my school by way of downtown Portland. Consequently, my bus is usually full of people going downtown to work, so the bus runs every 5 or 10 minutes. So I get on the bus, we go downtown, and we stop at the first stop on the west side of the river. There happens to be a mailbox here, just a plain metal box, blue. The driver opens the doors, and the back door gets stuck on the mailbox. It's only open halfway, it can't open further, and it attempts to pull it shut or hampered by the pneumatic mechanism trying to open it. "Pull forward," yells the passenger. "I can't," says the driver. "The bus won't move if the doors aren't closed." Some more tugging reveals that the door isn't closing anytime soon. The driver shuts off the bus and restarts it, which has no effect. Most of the passengers, realizing that this bus isn't moving for a while yet, get up. They were just going downtown anyway, and we're already there. I, on the other hand, am going through downtown and beyond, so I stick around either to see if the bus gets unstuck from its small blue boxy prison or to wait for the next bus, which is 10 minutes away. There is another passenger waiting with me. He and the driver strike an idea. This other passenger walks to the back door from the outside and pushes it shut, then holds it against the strain of the mechanism. This, my guess is, tricks the computer into thinking the door is shut and, indeed, allows the driver to pull forward from the mailbox and open the door properly. Door opened or closed, back to my seat in the newly emptied bus, and on my way to school. I guess the moral behind this parable is that every system has a single point of failure.